For 13 years, our first guest this evening has played a role in the Great Lakes Folk Festival. Today, Laura Helou is acting director of the MSU Museum. And to those of us in the media, she's been the go-to person regarding the event and really all things MSU Museum. We welcome Laura to WKAR's Current State to preview tonight and the weekend. How are you?
Thank you, and welcome to WKAR.
Thank you. We are happy to be here. We've taken our program on the road a few times here since the East Lansing Art Festival back in May, but this is just the perfect event for us, so we're happy to be here.
It's a great event, and we're so pleased that you're here to kick it off with us on Friday night in East Lansing.
I mentioned the big dance floor a minute ago, and as it turns out, one of the changes you've made in this year's event is more dance.
That's right.
What's new exactly?
That's right. We've got a lot of dance on the schedule this year, and people have always come to this event to kind of absorb the eclectic performances that we have in a lot of different cultural traditions, and there's just an appetite out there to not just see it, but to do it, you know, to experience it and to be part of that experience in a deeper, richer way. So we made this great connection with Paulette Brockington last year at the festival, actually. She was honored with a Michigan Heritage Award, and she said, this is great. I want to be connected. I want to do more with you. And so we invited her to see if she could introduce a Lindy Hop swing dance element to the festival this year. And that's just what we're going to do.
Tell us about Lindy Hop.
Well, you know, I'm a novice, so I'm going to be one of those people out there on
could
the floor
you Lindy
myself.
Hop dance for us
that's
right,
right
now,
that's
Laura?
Right, right. Well, while balancing all these sheets of paper and my phone and my tweets too. She's actually going to start out with a demonstration. She reached out to the State Swing Society, so we're going to have some pros that do the Lindy Hop for us. So we'll see how it's really done. Then that's going to transition into a workshop, so there'll be some actual instruction of getting people all moving in the same direction and doing these dance steps. So a real high energy, a lot of movement, arms and legs, hip shaking kind of music.
I don't think there's an account of the folk festival that's appeared in the Lansing State Journal in recent years that hasn't had at least one photograph of all kinds of people dancing at this thing. So you've just is the 2,400 square foot dance floor, has that been enlarged?
We might push it to the limit. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Well, the word folk also strongly suggests history. It suggests
sure.
tradition, and there's a stronger multi-generational aspect to the event this year. How so exactly?
That's exactly right. So one of the things we really try and do in our musical program is have musicians that, of course, are fantastically talented. They're rooted in their traditions, so they really are ambassadors and people who are so invested in sharing those cultural traditions, and that's always what we look for in the musicians that we bring here. And this year in particular, we have just this great group that's coming to us from the Northern Quebec region in Canada, playing Quebecois music, and that's just a real high-energy, vibrant, danceable type of music. Heavy percussion, accordion, vocal harmonies. So you'll really like it. And this group is really showing us living tradition because they perform as a full band with many family members, and then they also have kind of an offshoot, the second generation or the kids that have kind of split off and formed their own combo.
Okay.
So you see kind of this respect and this living tradition, and then you've also got young people doing their thing, kind of finding their way. So honoring the past, but finding their way at the same time.
Very interesting. We're talking with Laura Helou, who is acting director of the MSU Museum, which is really the organization in charge of the Great Lakes Folk Festival here, which is getting started tonight in downtown East Lansing. You know, given the genres that many of these musicians and dancers and craftspeople are in, this has always struck me as an event for people who like to explore and who like the occasional surprise.
That's right. That's one of the real fun elements about it, and I think that's what makes this event sort of unique. There aren't that many events like this that really have such an eclectic mix or that blend of different cultures and musical styles. You know, so this is the first year, for example, we're presenting Hmong music, Hmong sung poetry, so that'll be something completely new that we've never done before. You know, and you'll find that in the landscape here, along with Celtic and Cajun and our Quebecois and blues and bluegrass, so it's just a great mix. And what we find so many times is that you know, there might be some real diehard Cajun fans or some people that really, really love Celtic music, and that's kind of what they've bookmarked in their plan to come here and see. But while they're here, they're also exploring around and sampling and finding something new that they, you know, have kind of that sense of discovery.
I think the sounds may be familiar to people who enjoy all kinds of American folk music, but you hit the nail on the head. You're apt to hear music from anywhere on the planet at the East Lansing Folk Festival.
Absolutely. You know, we've got some Polynesian ukulele. We're going to do some hula dance. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Very visual, very fun.
I hadn't thought about the history of the festival for some time, and I was blown away at how many years now this event has been going. It launched back in 2002, and that was after 3 years straight that East Lansing hosts the National Folk Festival. You haven't been here. Well, you have been here all of those years.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. But from your perspective, has the museum's approach to the festival changed much?
Well, that's a great question. As a matter of fact, the museum has been producing folklife festivals first on campus way back since 1987 in the Festival of Michigan Folklife, which used to happen kind of in tandem with the Michigan Festival. You probably remember those days. And it had all of the same elements. You know, it was the music and dance, it's the foodways, it's the children's activities, it's the makers, the artisans that make the handmade goods, and all of it combined together to kind of show these living traditions, the vitality of this expressive culture, how we pass it down, how we learn about one another in this country. So we've been doing that on campus. We loved doing that with the National Folk Festival when it was here for 3 years, and we've just been, you know, delighted to take that up and find such a great response in the community to keep supporting the Great Lakes Folk Festival.
I haven't had a chance to check the weather, my weather app, here all afternoon. Does the weather look like it's going to be good here for...
I'm breathing a sigh of relief. If you were here at this event last year on Friday night, it was about 55 degrees and rainy. So we had some strange weather for August, but I think we're in the clear here. I think it's going to be really, really comfortable.
Laura Helou is acting director of the MSU Museum, and she is a key person here at the Great Lakes Folk Festival as we get started here on Friday night. Laura, great to see you. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.